I'm nervous with you standing
That's
here.
That's okay. I'm right next to you. How could you not be?
You're a tall guy. You're imposing. One thing that is in these reads sometimes that I read on my shows is that you actually buy people's houses. It's a complicated process, but other places don't actually do that, and that has caused issues at closing, hasn't it?
It has. When the when you think your buyer is the end buyer and it's not, which may sound off because it is, I guess with us, without explaining that too much, with us, you don't have to worry about that. We really aren't the We Buy Houses people,
right?
Because we're the local down the street Jeff Buys Your House people. So life transitions come up. Depending on the circumstance, we work with people in all situations all around Chicagoland. And guess what? We're the buyer. We actually pay cash and we close with Chicago Title. So we built a reputation on trust and integrity, and people can count on. I think people want certainty, especially when it comes to real estate. They're like, I don't know if we're going to close. It's a little uncertain to me. I think we're going to close here on the 9th or the 14th, or pick your date. We'll meet you there.
Yeah. I like that the name is Jeff Buys Your House. I think that there is something.
I do too.
Right? Of course you do. But you mentioned, I mean, I think that that is, you know, some of these companies are nameless companies, right? Or they have generic name here, insert. And it makes a difference when I know the guy's face, I know a little bit of his backstory, and you're the actual one buying the house. I think that makes a difference for people.
I hope it does. I hope it builds some trust. And again, going back to that certainty word, I think that's what most folks want, especially in the Midwest, Chicagoland folks. They want to know they've got someone they can count on, they can trust. And again, it's much bigger than me. We've got a big team behind us of experts that are compassionate, that are caring. They're going to walk us through, or walk you through, the entire journey and get you to closing. It's really a simple, easy way to transition from the house you're in and maybe to the place that you want to go, and kind of bridge that gap. So, yeah.
As a veteran-led team, you talk about this in the commercial about how you put listening first. Explain that a little bit, because people that maybe are civilians and have been civilians the whole time don't understand the apparatus and the inner workings of how the military works, and that's fine. We aren't designed to do that. As you know, I didn't serve. What do you mean by that?
One thing we've tried to be really good at and really implement in our business is that when we go out and meet with folks in their living room, when they call in, they want us to come out, we're going to come out and look at their property and talk to them about our process. One thing that we do best, I think, is that we're going to be a great listener. We're not here to pitch. There's no sales necessarily. It's us listening to their needs and really understanding what they're trying to accomplish. It's not just the home sale. That's the easy part. It's all the messy stuff in the middle of the contents and the closing date. And maybe it's mom or dad's house and they passed away and there's errors. Things start to get complicated. And it's not just as easy as, hey, I'll meet you at closing. So we want to listen to all those needs, write those things down. You'll see us take pages of notes to make sure that we're properly communicating that to our team. I think everybody wants to know that we're on the same page and that we're meeting expectations, that just being clear on what the process is.
What do you make of the Chicago housing market? We've seen, and we've led the nation in our metro area, prices year over year going up. That's a rare thing for us. For so many years, we were near the bottom of that. What are you looking at here this year?
I think overall, the market for us as a home buyer will be great. I think the market, if you're a home seller, could also be awesome. I think we're now seeing rates in below 6, which is, I think, first time since 2022.
Yep.
People see 5%. I think it's going to drive a lot of buyer demand. I still feel like if you're a home seller that maybe has more of a complicated scenario or a difficult situation, or you don't want... We talk about the stress and the mess and the real estate broker. That is really, really good process for a lot of people. The folks that can't have that or don't want that, we're a really good solution for that. And we're still buying. Like I think I told you, we bought almost 90 houses so far this year.
90?
90, yeah. So when we're all over Chicagoland, we're buying single family townhomes, mostly in the suburbs and the collar counties. But you know, we're from all the way to the border here, or down to a place called Crete, which I guess is butts up to Indiana,
yeah,
and then out to DeKalb. So we're covering a good gamut, but we're really trying to be intentional, meeting with people that that want to sell their house on a time frame that meets their needs, not ours. We've got closings out into March, out into April. Some people want to close tomorrow, and some people want to close on their date, which a lot of times, honestly, a couple of the sellers we've had recently are actually just retiring. So they're not necessarily a distressed seller.
Right.
They're just retiring, and they want, I think what was most important to them was the certainty of having a buyer that would be there at closing, and then they could go plan that next step out. They're all moving out of state, by the way.
Right.
So yep. That's part of it.
Yeah, it is part of it, right? You have people moving south, moving somewhere warm, something else, and they say, hey, look, here's my retirement date. Closing what? A week, two after that? Boom. There's the certainty. There's the closure of that chapter. For buyers, and you mentioned, I imagine you get a lot of people where it's mom and dad have passed and the house is not in great shape, or it's in good shape, but there's a lot of emotional baggage with homes, especially if it's a home maybe you grew up in. How do you approach those situations? Because they're delicate.
They are delicate. I think that we are the best in those situations. Number one, we are a relationship company. And we don't just say that. I mean, we've gotten to know each other,
yeah.
And I've got to know the folks here. We're going to come out and really get to know you and understand. We want to understand who else is going to be involved in the transition. Oftentimes it is mom's place or dad's place or was their place, and now it's your place. And maybe you weren't expecting this. Most people aren't, right? They're caught off guard, and there's multiple heirs, and there's this whole complex situation. Again, we're going to take our time, walk you through the entire process, and make sure that we're on the same page, so it's very, very clear. And we are actually okay being the bridge between you and maybe your siblings or cousins.
I was just going to say,
yeah. A lot of times it's messy, and they're like, I haven't talked to them, and we're happy to step in and say, listen, if the goal is to sell, let's help, and we'll make sure we can contact everyone necessary to get this done.
Yeah. I mean, I just imagine that in those situations with multiple heirs or just complexities abounding, maybe there was a long time illness. I mean, there's so many things that go into why someone would need you, but it seems simpler. Like I go to you and then it's kind of done.
It does seem simple, and it is simple. I would say that's one thing we're trying to make it is a very, very, take a complex process, which honestly it shouldn't be, but when you're again, with these difficult or more difficult situations of transitioning, life transition, house, multiple heirs. And one thing I think we do well, and the overwhelming part a lot of times is the contents. What do we do with the stuff?
Yeah.
By the way, it's not just a tagline. This is the truth. Like, we want you to take your memories and leave the rest for us. If there's something you don't want or don't need, which oftentimes happens to be a whole household,
yes,
of 40 or 50 years of stuff, we're very discreet. We're very professional about this. You take your things, we accommodate your time frame, and then we'll take the rest, and then we'll, of course, we're going to renovate and most likely resell the property back to a new buyer that's in Chicagoland, and then we can be a market maker that way too. So
yeah, what I've always liked about you too, you don't like insult agents and the process of going through agents. I mean, that's great for a lot of people, right?
It is. It's a great option for a lot of people. I would say the ones that don't want that, a lot of people are saying, I don't want to have a broker. I don't want to fix and repair.
Exactly.
I don't want to do those things. By the way, we pay all the closing costs. We pay all the commission. If there is an agent, but really there's no commission with us. You get as close to the purchase price as possible, and there's no hidden fees. Honestly, it's a one-page purchase contract, which in Illinois, it's now 13 or 14 pages.
Yeah.
Ours is an approved one-page purchase agreement. By the way, it's simple English. You don't need a magnifying glass or a law degree to read it. It's just
good.
Right in front. We walk you through it, and then, like I said, we'll see you at closing.
Got about 20 seconds left. How do you want to make sure people reach you and start that conversation with you?
I think the best place is going to be jeffbuysyourhouse.com. That way you can read more about us. Do your research, by the way. Google reviews are great. Better Business Bureau A+ rating. You mentioned the 400 or 500 Google reviews we've got. I think you'll read a lot of stories and testimonials on there. Let the previous seller, you know, answer your question, not in our words, but in theirs. And I think that's the best place to start. Otherwise, call us off the website. We'd love to contact or reach out to you and set an appointment and meet you on your terms.
How about our hockey teams? Gold medals, baby.
Two of them.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
I know you were watching.
Pretty amazing.
Pretty exciting stuff. And I'll see you at a Blackhawks game soon, my friend.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
it. Jeff Nidecker, jeffbuysyourhouse.com.